Drew Brees. And what he displayed this past weekend, the fact that a team no one really predicted could be where they are today, is defeating Dallas in Dallas, that is showing so much strength and balance. Tell us about Drew Brees and the Saints.
Well, you know, I think they're an amazing story, obviously, a Cinderella story. Drew Brees has just been phenomenal. I mean, he's got a chance to break Dan Marino's all-time record of 5,084 yards. I mean, the guy has been on fire. And, you know, it's amazing, just such a different group of guys, such a kind of eclectic group of guys that he has been throwing the football to and distributing the football to. Obviously, Deuce McAllister being back and running well has really helped them. Reggie Bush has been phenomenal from just the different things that he gives you, not only running the football, but catching it out of the backfield, lining up out on the edge. I mean, he's a nightmare matchup for all defenses. And then you got a guy like Colston coming in the seventh round and Hofstra playing extremely well. Joe Horn playing very well. Even, you know, and the thing is, they've been able to overcome injuries. Colston's been out a few games. He was his first game back last week. Joe Horn was out last week. And if it's not one guy, it's, you know, Devery Henderson. It's Terrence Copper. I mean, it's on and on and on it goes. So they have done a great job with a lot of different guys. And I think the one thing that kind of gets overlooked is this is an offensive line that I think probably was a huge question mark coming into the season. Jamal Brown moves over to left tackle, solidifies that offensive line. They get Fain from Cleveland, and he plays incredibly well. I mean, this is a great group up front, and they have really paved the way for this offense to have great success. And Drew Brees has just been maybe the comeback player of the year.